Okay, today's daf is Kilayim daf Samach Hei, and we are on Samach Dalet Amud Beis as we continue here in Perek HaMavrich. Perek HaMavrich says the Gemara. We're up to the last time we had a important discussion about Garmi and Grama and the case in the Mishnah about being Misachich Gafno Agabi Tfuaso Shel Chaveiro. We had a machlokas whether Ein Adam Mekadesh Davar Shenu Shelo or not. Tanakama said that it works. It works, so to speak, at Asers, Areza Kidesh, and he is a Chayev Bachrayas. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Shimon said, no, Ein Adam Makdish, Makadesh, Dover, She'enu Shiloh. So there is a machlokas. You can, I take my vines and put it over your tvua. So your tvua is for sure not Aser. Are my vines Aser? Is it possible to have Kilei Akerem and one of them will be Aser and the other one will not be Aser? So says the Gemara. Here we are, Samach Dalet Amud Beis. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, Bechulu, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hakol Modim, Ba'anavim Shem Asuros. Wow. So everybody agrees that the vines are Aser, even though the vines and the Tfua combined to be Kilai HaKerem. And one would think, did it create Kilai HaKerem or didn't? So Ein Adam Oser Davar She'enu Shelo. So the Tfua is not going to be Aser. So one would think the vines aren't Aser either. So Rabbi Yochanan is Machadesh, that no, the grapes, the vines are for sure Aser. For sure Aser. The Marafolda says for one of two reasons. One of two reasons. V'lo pligi ela b'tfua. The only machlokas is about the Tfua. Why? L'fisha ba'anavim sha'asa ma'isa bi'adayim. The anavim, you physically did a ma'isa with them. You actively put them on the other person's tfua. She'sichachan ala tfua. So yachol ha'adam lesar. If you do the a ma'isa with the with somebody, but we'll see that a little bit in a little bit also. Doing a ma'isa has a more significance, and therefore the vine is going to be usser. And number two, it's yours. It's yours, and you did a ma'isa, so therefore the vine is going to be usser. While the tfua, you didn't do a ma'isa, and it's not yours, so it's not going to be usser. So that, if you think about it, it's fascinating. It's like saying basar b'chalav. Basar b'chalav a mixture. So only the milk is going to be usser, not the meat. No, of course not. It's only usser because of the mixture. So here too, you would think it's only usser because of the mixture. So it has to be they're both usser. No, Rabbi Yochanan is b'chadesh that one does not have the power to usser the other person's property and items, but you can usser your own. Amaler b'lazer, b'lazer says back to him, no, I don't think that makes sense. Ha'oser eino ne'asar, the oser. That means the tfua that's assering the vines, the oser, eno ne'esar, that does not become oser itself. V'she'eno oser ne'esar. So you're telling me what doesn't oser, the vines, that's going to become ne'esar? No. It's all or nothing, says Rebbe Elazar. So according to Rebbe Elazar, according to the Rebbe Yossi and Rebbe Shimon, none of it becomes oser because in the most of the and shalom, and if the tfua is not going to be oser, so then the vines aren't going to be oser either. So that is the machlokes amoraim within that shita of the machlokes tanan. So the Gemara says, ma'pligin. So what is the machlokes about? B'misachich es gafno agabi tfua social chaveiro. The machlokes is, as we just saw, if you take your vine and you spread it on the tool of your friend. That's where we have this machlokes. But what about the other way? What about the other way, asked the Gemara? Aval ha-misachich es gafno shel chaveiro al gabi tvuaso. You have tvua. Right? This is why the Mara Folda said what he said. Why was it usher by the grapes? Because you did the action with the grapes and the grapes are yours. What if you didn't do an action with yours? You take somebody else's vines and you spread them onto your tvua. So you didn't touch your tevua. Your tevua, it's yours, but you didn't do a ma'isa with it. So in that case, there everybody is going to agree that the oser, meaning the tevua, is going to be ne'esar. The tevua is going to be ne'esar for sure in that case. The question is, what, does that mean everybody agrees both are ne'esar? Or only the tfua is ne'asar. So that's a machlokas rishonim. If you look in the Ravon and the Marafolda, it gives the impression that, no, they're both aser. Because here, you did a ma'isa with your friend's stuff. So even though enos and dos are davar she'enu shelo, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, beferish, on Daf Nun Dalet, that even though enos and dos are davar she'enu shelo, like Avodah Zarah, but if I did a ma'isa with my friend's item, then it asers. Says the Gemara, Nun Dalet Amar Alef and the Bavli. If I bow down to my friend's animal, it doesn't become aser, but asa ba maisa asra. But if I did a maisa with it, physical action, then I aser it. There is a machlokas there between Rashi and the Rid. The Tosafot Rid seems to say it's an Issadar Isa. Rashi says it's a Drabanan. The Sefer HaChinuch in Kufyat Aleph seems to say, well, may, it's not sure whether it's a big Maisa or a small Maisa, but either way, that Gemara seems says that if you did a Maisa, it's going to be more significant. Say here too. Here too, if you did a Maisa with your friend's property, so then that, it's worse for him, so you grab his grapes, so the grapes are going to be Aser, and it's your Tvua. So your Tvua is going to be Aser, so that is the Shita of a number of Mefarshim. If you look at the Rambam doesn't hold that way. The Rambam says, even in that case, if I take your vines and I spread them on my Tvua, only my Tvua is Aser. In both cases, only what is yours is Aser. Lefichach. The Rambam, by the way, paskins like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, he splits it. This is if somebody spreads his own vines onto the tfua of his friend, kidesh gafno velo niskadsha tfua, his gefen becomes usher. And not niskadisha tfua. Sichech gefen chaveru al tfuaso. And the opposite, if I take my friend's gefen, kidesh tfuaso. Velo kidesh gefen chaveru. So both times, only my stuff is usher. That's an amazing chiluk. What do you see from there? If you look in the Torah Zeraim, again, he has other rayas to this too, but a Parmanshik in the Torah Zeraim says, you see from here, there's a chiluk between the maisa, zriya, the avera of kilaya kerem, and the ne'esar, and the fact that it becomes kadosh. Right, the two do not meet. Right here, I did a Maisa Avera of Kilaya Karem, and only half of it becomes Aser. He says on our Mishnah, he says, Daha the Yesh Lomer, the Isura de Zoreya, Umikayim Kilayim, Eno Tali Kla Bekidush. The Isur of Zoreya's Kilayim, and Mikayim Kilayim is not Tali on the Kiddush. It's his stuff, and his stuff isn't Nasar, and I'm still going to get the Avera. So you see, the Maisa Zriya and the Nasar do not go hand in hand. They are different from each other. What about this case? Now we have a third case. Says the Gemara, HaMisachich Gafno Shel Chavero Al Gabi Tvuaso Shel Chavero. What if I don't use any of my stuff? I go to my friend that has grapes growing, and he has tfua growing, and I spread it, and I mix it up. Does that have any significance? I want to ruin his property. So I mix it all up. So does that have significance? So why would this be different? So look at the Marafolda Mahu. Dafka, maybe on the third line, Dafka hecha dechad minayo shelohu. Maybe only if one of them is mine, dechad minayo shelohu, Ikala Meimar, this is, by the way, within the Tanakama Shita. I should have clarified that. Within the Tanakama, who says, Adam Oser Davar Sheinu Shelo. So maybe that's only if half of it is mine. If half of the mixture is mine, then when you could say, Migu, half of it is Aser, so to the other half is Aser. Heichi Dechad Minayo Shelohu, Ikala Meimar, Hol Vishalo Ne'esar, Avshel Chaveiro Ne'esar. Then you might say that. But maybe, but what if it all belongs to my friend? Maybe even the Tanakama there would not say anything is usher. Only, why did he say, Adam Oser Davar Sheinu Shelo? Because you're using your stuff. But maybe if neither of it's mine, maybe not. Isvira Latanakama Nami to Yachol Le'esar. That's the question of the Gemara. If you take your friend's stuff, A into B, which is an Isser mixture, would that create problems according to the Tanakama? Right, according to the Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, or Rabbi Yossi, for sure not. Right, they say even if half of it's yours, Eidan Domos to Devashin and Shalom. If nothing is yours, then for sure nothing's going to happen. But according to the Tanakama, that's the question. So Nishmeina Minada, Amar Rabbi Yossi. So let's prove it from the story that was brought in our Mishnah. Remember, Rabbi Yossi brought a story. Maisa be'echad shezara. To Rabbi Yossi brought a story to prove his opinion. Then ein adam oser. Maisa be'echad shezara eskama b'shvias. Somebody planted kilaya kerem in their tefua during shmita. Uba maisa lefnei Rabbi Akiva. Va'amar ein adam makadish davar shenu shelo. So you see, Rabbi Akiva says ein adam makadish. He brought that as a raya. But what's that case? Shmita, nothing's mine. It's all hefker. And they're bringing that as a raya against the Tanakama, as if the Tanakama would argue on this. So if this is the raya, talking about two things of Shemitah, harei, eina gefen shalom, eina tvua shalom. In this case that they're bringing as a raya against the Tanakama, neither the gefen or the tvua is his, v'is tavis. And you still ask a question from there. So it must be the Tanakama himself would hold that even in that case it's aser. right? Even in that case, would be usher that kilei karam is more of a mitzius, and a person can be osir davar shena shalo, even if the karam is not his and the tefuah is not his. But again, we paskin like the story of Ein Adam, makdish makadish davar shena shalo, and that's the Rambam's chilek in the two. In the two cases. So that's in terms of issues, again, that we said that if you do a Maisa, it makes it different, but that's not across the board. The Gemara quotes that by Avodah Zarah, but we saw clearly in the Rambam, in Perakei Halacha Ches, the Rambam does not paskin that way. The Rambam paskins that anything to do with my friend, even in the case of Sichich Gefen Chaveiro Al Tfuaso, even there, the Gevin Chaveiro does not become Usser, unless you might say that that's not enough of a Maisa. You might be Mechali between different kinds of, different levels of Maisim, but that is the Rambam's Shita, and the Kesef Mishnah says, Mashma l'Rabbeinu, Dekiva d'Shmuel, Pshita l'Dalacha Grav Yossi, V'ikam Adama d'Rav Savar Kavasei, Naktin and Hachi, and we paskin that way, and it seems that way from the Yerushalmi, and from the Bavli, the Chul. Okay. We continue next Mishnah. Ha'anas shezara es hakerem. Somebody steals my vineyard, meaning they block me out. Maybe they've had you steal a field, right? We know karka edin exalis. We'll see that lashon from the Gemara elsewhere in Sukkah. So somebody blocks me out of my field and they plant kilayim. They do kilei hakerem in my field. V'yatza milafanav, and then I finally got it back. V'yatza milafanav, I got it back on yantif on Chol HaMoed. I finally got it free. Kotzer afilu b'moed. You're allowed to harvest it, even a Chol HaMoed. Even a Chol HaMoed, you can cut it. You're not allowed to do malach on Chol HaMoed. People think it's chol. No, it's moed. Chol HaMoed. We have to make sure that we have to remember the moed part of it. So you're allowed to harvest it, even on Chol HaMoed. Right? The Mara Fulda says, today is, afilu davi davar she'eno avud. Even though it's not a davar avud, one of the five heterim of doing malach on Chol HaMoed, right? Large financial loss. Even though this doesn't, you could just do it next week. What's the financial loss? She'ena the moser davar she'ena shalo, because after all, the anos couldn't aser your stuff, so you're going to get it back. So you're going to fix it after yantif. Afal pikein mipnei maris ayin hitiru luksa b'moed. Because of maris ayin, the rabbanan already said they can be kosher al chalamoid shalo ye nire ki mekayim kelayim bekerem. So it doesn't look like you're being mekayim kelayim bekerem. That's maris ayin. One second. Is malachan chalamoid and is it daraisa? If it's also right, so we're going to be matirit mishum maris ayin. How the rabbanan able to do that, right? The matirish l'maris ayin is it daraisa? Inami, he has another daya. Im yare shema Yosef masayim b'moed oz havidavar avid. He's worried that if he knows about it and now he lets it grow to 1/200th more, that it's going to become asur me'ikar adin, and therefore it's going to be a davar avid. Even though the anas didn't aser it because it wasn't it's not going to come aser in his power, in his jurisdiction. But if it grows 1/200th now after it's back in the Jew's property, that would be a problem. To lo gara, it's no worse than. Right, I had this before, remember? Lukisha Echsor Elektenu. I'll rip it out when I get there. Osha Sieter Aruach Lafanov, or the wind took it, then it's going to be Makadesh. So either the second day I said it's going to be Asa Meikir Adin, and therefore it's Davar HaAvid, and therefore we understand. That's one of the five heterim of Malachan Chalamoe Davar HaAvid. But according to the first day, wow, even if it's not Davar HaAvid, why would that be? So let's review for a minute. Remember the five heterim, the tour in the beginning of Hilchos Chalamoed, the first simin. In the sixth volume of the Mishnah Berurah, but the Torah Tavkuf Lamed, Torah says Chol HaMoed Shehein Hayamim Shebein Rishon Shel Pesach L'Shvi or Bein Rishon Shel Chag L'Shmini. There's Chol HaMoed Pesach and Chol HaMoed Sukkis. There is a girsa. There's a girsa of Chol HaMoed Shvuas in the Rambam in this Ol Siddur, but I think the New Frankel Rambam fixed it, that it's a mistake. Doesn't mean he says, in the city he says, you say Yalav Yavo on Chol HaMoed Sukkis and Pesach and Shavuos. Must have been a mistake. There is no Chol HaMoed Shavuos. We don't say Tachnun because you could have Tashlumen for the Karbanos for the week after Shavuos. But there's no Chol HaMoed Shavuos. So the Torah says, Chol HaMoed Mutarin B'chol Malachim in HaTorah Ela Shachachamim Asrum B'miklas Malachis. So he's taking a stand. That's Shita Bali Atosfus. So there is a major machlokas we showed him, which we'll talk about soon, that whether the Malacha of Isra Malacha and Chol HaMoed is an Isra Darais or an Isra Darabanan. But many Rishonim say it's Darabanan. If it's Darabanan, then our question doesn't get off the ground. Because it's Darabanan, and then Rabbanan say, Makam Marasayin, so we'll allow it. Doesn't get off the ground. But says the tour, Avagav Yafin Lahu Mikroi Tuva. Even though there are many psukim that are quoted in the Gemara to for the basis of Malach on Chol HaMoed, Asmachtos Ba'almaninu. They're just asmachtos, right? It's not a real din d'araisa. Avolikar neinu alamid rabbanan. Hilkach, therefore, five aterim. Because it's drabbanan, the rabbanan heimamru veheimamru. They created the isser, and therefore they created the five heterim. Hitiru davar ha'avid, pirish, shu avanim lo yasenu. Financial loss. Number two. Or not only financial loss. Any significant loss, right? The poskim say writing divrei Torah on Chol HaMoed is mutter. Why? Because ein lecha davar avad gadol mizu, the Mishnah Berurah quotes. There's no greater davar avad. You're going to forget the learning, and what? Oh, I'm going to remind it afterwards. But after Chol HaMoed, I have a chiyuv to learn something new at that time, and I could have remembered it from the first time I learned. So there's nothing more of it than that. So that's why it's not just financial loss, but it's loss. Number two, v'tira kol tzarchei rabim. Public need, v'yafilu tzarchei yachid im eino maisa uman, right, if it's not professional work, that's three, davar avid tzarchei rabim, non-maisa uman, maisa hedyot, v'hitiru kol tzarchei moed, something that's really needed for chol moed, going to the store, what's included in that, that's a little tough. What about what if families only have time off to go vacationing on chol moed? So that's the tzarch of the moed, to all the needs for that. And five, v'yafilu bidvarim ha'asurim, hitiru bishvol ha'poel, imein lo ma'yochal. If somebody needs it to sustain themselves, they don't have any food, so you could have him do your work so that he can make a living. So those are the five heterim that are given in the postgame. Fine. So Davar Avid is one of the 2 days in the Mara folder here, whether this is Davar Avid or not. But there are some Rishonim that say the Malacha Chol HaMoed, don't take it as an Asmachta, but it's Daraisa. It's Daraisa. If you look in the Yireim holds that it is Daraisa. And the Rif holds that it's Daraisa. Right? So if it's Daraisa, so how do you have all these five Heterim? So that's where the Gemara uses the Lashon, only once or twice in all of Shas, Nimsar HaDavar LaChachamim. Masra HaKasiv, Masra HaDavar LaChachamim, the Rabbanan were given the rights. Unlike usual, usually we know the Rabbanan explain every halacha in the Torah. They always explain, but the Chiddush of Malacha of Chol HaMoed is that they create. They create and they say what is included and what's not included, and what's appropriate to be included and what's not. With their infinite wisdom of knowing what the essence of Chol HaMoed should be, they could say even on a Daraisa level, Davar Avad is Mutter. Because that's not going against the message of the Isra Malacha Daraisa. Or the Ran, right? The Ran quotes this also by Inui on Yom Kippur. Right? Machlokas, we've shown him all the Inuyim. Eating and drinking on Yom Kippur is for sure Asa Daraisa with an Isra Karis. But what about the other four Inuyim? What about Nilas HaSandal and Rechitza and Sicha and Tashma Shemita? So Machlokas, we've shown him. Many Balei HaTosfos say it's all Drabanan. It's all Drabanan. Only eating and drinking is Daraisa. But the Rambam says they're all Daraisa, just without Karis. The other four are Daraisa also, without Karis. And the Ran says that. The question is, if it's Daraisa, so then how is a Kala and a Melech, from the beginning of the 8th parak in Yuma? A Kala can wash her face. What can a Kala wash her face? A Melech, if it's a Darabanan, then you can understand. But if it is a Daraisa, Masra Kasav L'Chachamim, the Ran quotes. What does that mean? The Rabbanan are allowed to create the contours and the limits of this Din Daraisa. Amazing. That's the look of Rasha Weiss in the new Minchas Asher edition. It's in Simon Mem Dalid in Dvarim. He has a long discussion of all of this, and he has different categories. There are mitzvahs shalonis parshu pratein. That's the most common, where there are mitzvahs that the limits are not given. The Rabbanan create the limits, right? Malacha Chol HaMoed is the first one. He has seven, right? He quotes from the Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Gilyon HaShas that maybe Shabbos and Yontif and Chol HaMoed are all together. Right, Shabbos and Yadav also, the Torah doesn't say exactly. Masra Kazal HaChachamim, he doesn't think they're exactly the same thing. Right, the Rabbanan figure out what the Torah's Kavana was by Shabbos and Yontif. Nimsu HaChachamim Lefarsham. Rak Malachas Chol HaMoed, Nimsu HaChachamim, Lo Rak Lefari, Shalagam Lahakil Lahachimer. They could create. They're not trying to figure out what the Torah already said. They could say, this is what we think that Halacha should be. It's creating. And you have that Ran in Yuma. There are many examples of this as well. There are other times when two psukim contradict each other. The Rabbanan have to figure out how to put it together. Again, there's many examples of this, but the Rishonim use this Lashon sometimes, he says, even if they don't exactly mean it. But either way, this is Masra Kasala Chachamim, Malacha and Chol HaMoed. Daraisa de Rabbanan, but this is... so that would be the answer here. That even if it's also Daraisa, the Rabbanan say that if it's Davar Ha'avid here, it would be allowed. Okay, let's continue. Says, so that, again, what's the case here? You got your field back from the Gazlan on Chol HaMoed, and he planted Kilei HaKerem, so you could cut it down. You could cut it down right then, either because it's Davar Ha'avid or because of Maaseh Sa'in, 2 days of the Maaseh Fulda. Ad Kama Hu Nosin LePoalim, how much do you have to pay workers? Okay, you're going to do a Chol HaMoed. How much do you have to pay your workers? What if you can only find, nobody wants to work on Chol HaMoed. So you're only going to find very expensive high wages. So Ad Shlish, only up until a third. We'll have to see in the Gemara. What does that mean? A third of what? We'll have to see in the Gemara. But the Achronim point out that, what do you mean up until a third? If this is an Issa D'Araisa of Kilei HaKerem, we Paskin, the Ramah says in Hilchos Sukkah, you have to give away all your money. For a mitzvah saseh, there are limits. How much you have to spend? And at shlish for hider mitzvah, there are limits how much you have to spend to fulfill a mitzvah saseh. But to alos saseh, the Ramah says, in Ilchas Lulav, the Ramah says, Umi she'en lo esrog, o mitzvah overes, if somebody doesn't have an esrog, ein sorach levazbez aleha hon rav. You don't have to spend a fortune. Kamo she'amra, yivazbez ayivazbez yosim yichomesh. By tztaka, afila mitzvah overes, but that applies to all mitzvahs asay. V'davka mitzvahs asay, avalos asay, yitain kol mamono, kodem she'yavar. To give away all your money, not to do alos asay. All your money. There's a discussion, what about Issa D'Rabbanan? Alos aseh d'rabanan, that's a question in the Mefarshim. But so what's going on here? The workers only up until a shlish. There's a limit. So the answer is because Kilei HaKerem is not an aveira like other aveiras, right? If you have an ones, remember, if you're planning to do it, it's not aser. Nichusa of the bailim is part of the iser, and therefore here the rabanan set the standard that you have to do a certain amount. But if you don't do that amount, it's not aser. It's not that there's a vaday avera going on. You have to, how much money you have to spend for kosher food. You have to spend all your money. You can't eat not kosher. But here, there's no avera until he has nichusa. And if it's above shlish, then that's not nichusa, and you don't have to spend so much. Good. Yoser mikan, right? If the workers cost more, kotzer kedarko v'holech. Then you can just cut it normally. However much you get done, achal moed, afilu achar moed. You could wait till after the moed. It's not an emergency. So when is it? Somebody steals a field from you. So up until, while he has it, and it's still yours, ain't on the most of Hashem Shalom. He can't aser. But when does it become his? So that the Kilei HaKerem would be aser Kilei HaKerem. When does it become his? If somebody steals karka from you, Misha Yishaka. When the name sinks in. When people start referring to this field as the Ganas field. And they forget it's your field, right? When it's when the name that's a phrase that's used by Chazal, Mishaka Shem Bailim Me'akerem. Now it's the Anas, right? So when it's interesting, a shear, what kind of shear is that? What percentage of people? When it starts being known as the other guys, so then that is going to be, that's when it's going to be usher. That's when it's Kilei HaKerem. So we'll have to see more about this in the Gemara. Let's just mention one point, maybe, and then we'll get back to this in the Gemara, right? Usually, this goes along with Yeush, right? Yeush, a huge topic in Maseches Baba Kama and Maseches Sukkah, giving up hope. So we'll have to see. Could you have Yeush on a piece of land? Is there Yeush Bakarka? So we'll have to talk about that in the Gemara. Let's keep going first. Rabbi Babar Yaakov Bishim Rabbi Yochanan, Keni Masnisa. Rabbi Yochanan says, when our Mishnah says all these rules about Kotzro, there are two ways to understand Kotzro. Cut it down. Mutter LeKotzro Afila B'moed. Is there a chiyuv to cut it down, or is there an allowance to cut it down? Rabbi Yochanan says it's an allowance. There's no chiyuv. Why? Because this is according to the person, the Amanda Amar, Ein Adam Oser Davar She'eno Shalom. So really, he can't oser yours. So therefore, you're allowed to cut it down. Says the Marafolda, Eino chiyuv elamutaru, She'ein Adam Oser Davar She'eno Shalom. Elamishamara Zayin, he tirulo. Mishamara Sayin, it became mutter, it's allowed, im yasam ilafana b'moed. Aval, but the Marafolda says, if you would hold Adam Oser Davar She'eno Shalom, then you have to cut it down right away. Chiyuvahu l'kotzro mishim mekayim kilayim b'kerem. So you would have to, in that case. Rabbi Yochanan says, it's mutter, it's not a chiyuv. Good. Ad kamahu nosein l'pal imat shlish. The Mishnah says, you have to give up to a shlish, that's how much you have to pay the workers. One opinion says, it's a third more than what you would have to pay for regular wages. regular wages. If regular wages are 3, then you have to pay 4. You have to pay a third more. That's how much the Chazal mandates from you. But any more than that, you wouldn't have to. The Charan Amar, and the other one says, Shlish Ladamim. No, a third of the value of the produce. A third of the value of the produce. So again, I guess in most cases that probably, I don't know, whether it be more or less, just a different measure of how much you do. Meimasai Nikra Anas Mishi Yishaka. Right? When is it called an anas? When the name, the owner's name has been forgotten, basically, and now they call this al shem the ganav. Amar avacha, nishtaku abaylim onus yashu abaylim. So these four lines are discussed in a huge way by the Rishonim in the Bavli. We'll see. Nishtaku abaylim onus yashu abaylim. What if the owner now, nobody calls it by the owner, they call it by the ganav, but the owner didn't have yeyush yet. He didn't have yeyush yet. He's still hoping to get it back, even though it's been years. Isuro Dvar Torah, doesn't matter. The Kelei Akarim is Asur Daraisa. It's considered the field of the other guy. Why? Because normal people have Yeish. And even though you're screaming, so this is like, there's a concept of if something falls into the sea, right? A watch falls into the sea and it washes up on shore. Even if the person on the boat saying, I don't, I'm not Yeish, I'm not Miss Yeish, there's something that's Yeish, Avud Lechal, Lechal Kala Olam. So here, if it's already called by the ganav, people refer to it as his kerem, so therefore, it is not going, it's still asur daraisa, the kelei akarim. Nisyashu abaylam lo nishtaku abaylam, yisur midevrayim. But what about the opposite? What if the baylam gave up hope, but people still call it the nignavs? People still call it, Yassi's a vineyard, even though he gave up hope from ever getting it back. There, it's only Aser Durabanan. Really, it's his. Really, it should be Mutter. There shouldn't be any Kelei Akarim, because it still belongs to him. So, but Midurabanan say, it looks like the Ganav's field. So that's why we're going to say it's Aser Durabanan. Says the Gemara, let's read the whole Gemara, then we'll talk about it. One second. V'yesh Karka Nigzalis? Karka can't be stolen. And therefore what? Why should there even be an Aser Durabanan? It's yours. People don't call it the other guys. They still call it yours. You give up hope. Yesh karka nigzelas. You can't be have yeush on that. Amar Rebbe La. So that already might be a remez to the Shita of the Ramban. A much discussed Shita of the Ramban in Bamitzi. I think it's both in the Chidushim and in the Mochamas. The Ramban says yeush does not work on a davar shebrishuscha. What happens if I lost my watch and I looked for it for months and months and then I gave up hope? I had yeush. It's really under my bed. That yeush doesn't work. Because it's in my Rishus. You can't be misyayish on something. So, big lumdis why that is. How does Yeish work? How does Yeish relate to Hefker, as we know? But maybe this is kind of what the Gemara is asking. Karka is in your Rishus. Karka is in Exelis? No, it's still in your Rishus. How does Yeish work? Answer, Amar Rebbe La, Afal Pishin Karka in Exelis, Yeish Yeish Lakarka. Even though Karka can't be Nigzal, there's Yeish Lakarka. What does that mean? Huge discussion. We paskin, there's no Yeish on Karka. So maybe what this means is just limited here. The Rabbanan treated this Yeish as if it has some significance to make a Kelei Akarim Midrabbanan. Not that in general there's Yeish Bakarka. Right? Because if you say Yeish Bakarka is a Yesod Gadol in the Yerushalmi, that creates a lot of problems. Right? If you look at Tosfos, right? People might be feeling familiar with this Yerushalmi, not because they learn Yerushalmi. Maybe Baruch Hashem now more people learn Yerushalmi, but this entire Yerushalmi is quoted in the beginning of Lulav HaGazal and Tosfos. The whole Gemara, will be Yerushalmi Dekalayim, Lamin Amabes, Yerushalmi Dekalayim, So Perek Shvi, Mashba Diyesh Yesh Lakarka. And he quotes the whole Yerushalmi that we just said. Fahi Pirusha, Mutal Kazra Fila Bamawid, Mulach Asura, Chuzbi Davar Avid, he quotes Kedamar Afuna, Mitzvah Shlish, and then he quotes our whole Yerushalmi, and then he quotes, Vehavasa Nikra Shel Anas, Lechashiv Kishalo, he explains this whole Yerushalmi about Nishtaka, and then it sounds like from the end that it's Yesh Yesh Bakarka. So what's going on here? So you have to say, maybe it means that it doesn't really mean Yesh Bakarka. It means that there's something specific here that will treat it as if the Yesh had some significance. But this whole Tosfos is quoted there. The Nesivus in Shinai and Aleph, that's the where he talks about Yesh, also wonders. He says, how could Yesh work? Right? Based on that Ramban, as we just said, Shin Ayin Aleph Aleph. He says, Leish Latamua Bezaharbe. He says, the Yerushalmi and Kelayim says, Yesh Yesh Bakarka. How does that work? You can't be Misyayish on Slumming in Yerushus. So he has a whole lumdis. He says, no, usually you can't be Misyayish on a Dover Shib Rishuscha. Because it's not in, usually Yesh doesn't work, I should say it this way, Yesh doesn't work without a Shinui Rishus. If somebody takes something of yours, so then there's the Gemara in Baba Kama talks about Yesh and Shini Rishus together would work. There was a Shini from your Rishus and Yesh. So here you don't have a Shini Rishus. So explains the Nesivus. Well, maybe the fact that karka never left your rishus, on the one hand makes it impossible to steal, but on the other hand makes it allowance how yeish would work. Not like that Ramban that says you can't be misyayish on a davar shebe rishuscha, that wouldn't work by karka. But here, maybe the fact that it's still in your rishus allows, if yeish is connected to hefker, you can't be mafker on a davar shebe rishuscha, but you can be mafker on a davar shebe rishuscha, so maybe that's why yeish would work here. So again, it's a big discussion, this yeish bekarka, do you take it literally or not? That's the nesivas in Simon Shin Ayin Aleph. Shin Ayin Aleph. Okay, I guess we'll have to stop here. That's what we'll continue next time with the ruach. If the wind blows things, not if somebody steals it, but if the wind blows the geffen onto tvua, what would be the halacha, and how much do they have to grow before it becomes aser? So that, Hashem, will be next time. Okay, we'll stop here.